Hey, Scott.
Hey, Tony, how are you doing? Sorry I missed your call there.
Oh, that's quite all right. I don't expect you to be standing by just for me.
Well, I try to as much as I can, but
Know it. So I've got you on the speakerphone. That's okay.
I can hear you
Okay.
fine.
Okay, good. Up to this point, we haven't been able to include Tony McCool in our conversation, and I had told you I was going to try to start discussing with him what our interests, going forward might include. And so I thought maybe I'd include him in our conversations for a minute, and you can explain to him, exactly what you're going to be looking for, how you can fulfill some of the needs, and a good starting point for us, because we're talking about encompassing a little bit. We've got taxes that's going to be due. We've got a contract that's going to be starting soon. We don't know if maybe you want to start out basing a loan that could be based on the contract that's in hand, that kind of thing. We talked about maybe buying some equipment and, maybe even bringing on another full-time employee kind of thing. So can you kind of run him through this?
Of course. I'll probably ask a few questions here to get a little more detail on each thing. As far as the equipment, I think.
Let me introduce Tony McCulty, and this is
Oh, sure.
Tony. Okay.
Hello, sir. My name is Tony McCool, President of Express Service Group. I've heard from Tony about your bank, so we'd like to hear what you have to offer.
Okay, perfect. So it sounds like you're looking at some operating expenses for maybe another employee, a contract you have coming up, take care of taxes, as well as bringing on some equipment.
Likewise, yes, sir.
Okay. Now, last time I talked to Tony, she mentioned it was like a hot water setup for pressure washing. Is that the equipment you're still thinking about, or is there something different?
No, that would be something that we would be interested
Okay. And from my notes here, the cost of that is around 8,000. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And this upcoming contract you have, how much capital do you need for that?
I don't know that we need any capital for it. I think it's more of a. I think I'm thinking that it's more of a collateral type thing for us, since we're just starting out with you, that you would know that we've got income coming in.
Oh, okay, got it. All right, you mentioned taxes. How much money would you need for taxes?
I think probably at this point it'd be about. You know what? I don't have a complete figure in front of me. Let's just throw out a number of
Yeah,
10,000.
ballpark it. Okay. And if you're looking to bring on another employee, did you need a little capital up front to basically start payroll till you start seeing the return on having that other employee?
Yeah, I would say so. I would
Okay.
say maybe for, say, 3 to 6 months.
Okay. Let's say, just for ballparking, let's maybe go on the high end, so maybe 6 months. How much would you need to cover paying a full-time employee over 6 months?
I don't know, $10 an hour if you keep her full time or him full time, either one, 40 hours a week, and then you've got your
30 hours a week.
6, 30 hours a week. You might as well be paying by the time you do taxes and anything else, so probably $15 an hour times 30. I don't have my calculator in front of me, Scott.
That's all right, I do. So 15
Okay.
times 30, so 450 a week, and
Yeah.
so over 6 months, basically like 26 weeks.
That's
So
to cover all
11, yeah.
the burdens,
11.7, so let's say 12K just for, or we can
Okay.
say 10K just to keep numbers
Yeah, just
round and even.
yeah, do that. Do that.
Okay. So between taxes and another employee, you'd look at possibly a need for around 20K, and then we've got the equipment at maybe another 8,000. Now we have two main programs that we do here. The first one's equipment finance. something like that, that washer, the hot water setup for the washer would fall under that. That's going to be, you know, traditional equipment loan, okay. Can be financed over 2 to 5 years. And then the other things like the money for the taxes, the other employee, that falls under our working capital program, and those are more based on revenue. I think the first time we talked, you said, I'm looking back at my notes here.
Okay.
First we talked early December. You said that you were looking like you'd probably finish up around $200,000 for revenue in 2015.
And we did as far as revenue goes. But I mean, we ended up, you know, seriously not having money. I mean, you know, we spent it out. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It took that much for the year, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
But we also had a big contract that was up on the mountain that we paid a employment contractor a certain amount of money so that we'd have the right kind of workers, just so that we could keep some cash flow coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I mean, we've had over the year cash flow coming, but it takes what we've got to keep the doors going open, you know.
All right. How's things looking so far through the first quarter this year? Are you on track to do about the same, or will it be up, down even?
Well, I hope to be up.
Hopefully.
If we can add that equipment and another person that can help us either with two things, one being possible labor, the other one being in our office, because there's a lot of sales that has to go on, and there's a lot of quotes and proposals and job site visits and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we are so stretched out that we're, we're hoping if we can fill that void that we can actually increase the revenue. So.
Okay. And have you, kind of made projections on how much, you think revenue could increase by adding another employee and, adding that piece of equipment?
I think the bigger thing that we're looking at, Scott, is because we've changed directions from final construction cleaning,
mm-hmm.
we actually will have less employee taxes, less burdens, less workers' comp, less everything will be coming down and actually be able to increase profit. And I'm going to say then if we bring in $200,000 for the year, then we'd be doing fantastic.
Okay.
That's much better because of the burdens being lower.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then how revenue's been so far in the first couple months of this year?
Well, let's see. Where are we at? Probably 12 to 15. Probably 15,000 right now.
Okay.
But it's winter time too, so we're just now opening up to the spring.
Okay.
It may be a little bit more, but yeah.
All right,
and
typically,
this is new for us, Scott, so just so you're unclarified.
Yeah.
Last year was final construction cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
This year is pressure washing.
Mm-hmm.
So we switched gears. Now the contract that we've got coming up is window cleaning, which we do also window cleaning and pressure washing. The contract that's coming up is basically window cleaning. There's a contract in that $30,000. And then there is one final contract for final construction cleaning that's in that 30,000.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be completed in 3 months.
Okay.
So we won't even start it, though, until I think it's the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
So May, June to the 1st of July, and that's the 3 month period that he's talking about, the 3 months, though, but it's really a 6 week contract. And then that should be finished by the 1st of July.
Okay.
Everything else in between is pressure washing and window cleaning over getting over into that part of it. And so far, what would you think? I mean, we've already done 8,000 and it's only been a couple weeks. So, and that's been on the slow side. I mean, we're just now getting ourselves up and running with it. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We could look at the two things separately, the equipment and the capital. I know our working capital typically we can make available up to about 10% or so of revenue for capital to work with. So it's, you know, it's possible.
What would we base that on then?
What I would do is we look at bank statements. So probably what I'd request from you is, especially, you know, because of the switch, but just because of this, you know, seasonal aspect of doing cleaning and stuff as well, the cleaning, we'd probably want to look at like a full year's bank statements just so we could see, you know, what revenues were. And granted, we know that, you've made a switch in the focus of the business as well. But, we'd look at a full year's bank statement, which is what we typically do for seasonal type businesses. I'd imagine both with, doing the construction cleanup previously and, currently with the window sill before.
It's not like we're completely out of it, but right now we have been, we're finishing up one contract and getting ready to start another one. But, I mean, it's there, but it's not our main focus now.
Right, right. Yeah, it wasn't like you guys just stopped one day doing this and
it's been
a transition.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'd be able to look at the capital, based on that, and then equipment it's a little more credit based. And Tony McCool, you're the 100% owner of the business, correct?
Correct.
Okay. How is your credit? Do you know if it's good, bad, average?
Probably average.
Average. Okay. But do you know approximately what it was from the last time you did any borrowing or, had your FICO checked? Do you know your scores approximately?
I don't know what it was.
Okay. All right. Well, we do work with, all credit tiers. I've, been able to get approvals for people for equipment with scores down in the 500s. National average is, 680. So we've got pretty good flexibility on, being able to get people approvals for equipment. And that would be the credit would apply more specifically towards that washing equipment versus the capital we were talking about before, which would be based more on revenues.
Scott, where are you guys located out of again?
We're in San Diego.
San Diego. Okay, because what we're trying to do, we want to build a relationship with a bank that we can, build a relationship, build good credit, and it could be something that's beneficial for you and for us.
Right. That's the angle we like to take as well. I can tell you, both with equipment and working capital, we do a good amount of our business in repeat customers who, come back. The capital we're able to get them to start the relationship helps grow the business, and they come back for more, and we can, get some enjoyment out of watching, businesses grow from 200,000 to 300, 500. Sky's the limit.
Right.
So that's definitely something we're interested in as well. And the, how soon are you looking at the equipment, and how soon would you be looking to, bring on this capital for this other employee and taxes? I know that's coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, we can always extend the taxes. That's not an issue.
Yeah.
None of it's an issue. You know what? You and I have talked about this a number of times.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to have this. But we keep thinking that we would become more viable, stronger if we have it. That's no question. But we don't have to have it because we're still making it,
Yeah.
It's awesome that we do that so that we're not, stressing ourselves so short constantly. In other words, robbing Peter to pay Paul, which is a fact. That's what we do now.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather start building the credit and showing a good payment history and having money to work off of, like the capital, for example. We'd like to increase our advertising through the our website. We've got some great search engines going with Google, and we're getting closer to getting on, higher listings so that we're seen faster.
Mm-hmm.
But that costs money. And,
yeah.
Most people that advertise on Google, gosh, we could spend $3,000 a month in no time. you know, that we don't.
Yeah.
But there's always ways to increase, and the area that we're in doesn't necessarily have a lot of power washing, window cleaning companies to compete with.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not, if your name's not known, you're not out there. I mean, we're known as Express Service Group. There's no question, and we can always add this to our list of services. But people wouldn't, in general, know to look for us that way.
Yeah.
Because we've always done bidding prior to this. So we go after the customer rather than the customer looking for us. That's
yeah.
the difference.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, that Google search is key because that's,
okay.
I mean, everything. I mean, if I'm can't decide what I want to eat, I can go on Google and say restaurants near
right.
me and see what comes
right.
up, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So any suggestions, anything you can tell Tony in front of us? And, you know, because you and I talk about all this, so I'm just bringing him up to speed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how's the, you know, one thing that we are going to look at, I mentioned the business bank accounts. I mean, you've got revenue there that, you know, could support the amount you're looking for. How have the last few months been as far as, you know, balances? Have you been able to stay positive? Do you have any NSFs?
Yes and no. No being that we had a check come into us from a major contract that we have for $6,900, and it came in, but they had the wrong address on there, so the bank kicked it back out.
Mm-hmm.
And when it did that, of course, it put it in the negative, and then we got another check to replace the one they had to fix the routing to allow it to come through. In other words, you know how banks always have a permission. You're going to release these checks.
Mm-hmm.
And our bank account showed High Point, North Carolina, which is accurate, but the check itself said Greensboro, North Carolina, which was an incorrect address.
Mm-hmm.
So it back out. So yeah, other than that, everything's been in the positive.
Okay, yeah, if there's, you know, because I get applications in where, you know, people are like, yeah, it's, they're pretty good. You know, I maybe had one
yeah,
or two, and then they come in and, you know, I see like 20, 30 NSFs in a month. So that's
yeah,
just
no,
something I want to be
have.
Straightforward and ask you up front about. So.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't think we've done that. If we have done it, it's been real rare. And if so, it's just been right there, money right there at it waiting to go through. So.
Yeah, I think if there's one in there, I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Well, that one's the recent one, but that one wasn't on us. That's what I'm saying. That one,
yeah.
You know, that was on them and their yeah. their account. You know, releasing it right in their accounting department. So
yeah,
we
I'll
show
make a note
it.
Of it and, yeah, I think we'll.
Oh
go
yeah, it shows
that
the same exact amount coming back in. It shows that it was a refunded check. You know, the bank account itself does so. Yeah.
Mhm. So it was 6,900. You said it was the wrong address and got kicked back. And
yeah,
it
got kicked
okay.
back because their bank didn't release the fund for it because mm-hmm. it was wrong information. I guess I
mm-hmm.
don't know, but they replaced it immediately. So they actually had they overnighted us one, I think, within a day and fixed it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, cool. I'm glad they got it taken care of for you quickly there.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
better.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money to be losing like that.
Mm-hmm, yeah. All right, so, I mean, are you guys at a point right now where you want to, you know, looking at getting an application in and see what we can, you know, come back
well,
with for you?
I'm trying to call around it a little bit more, but at least he knows he's heard your voice and talked to him.
Exactly. So why don't you do this? Send an application to this address, email address, T for Tony,
mm-hmm.
M for McCool, at callesg.com. callesg.com.
Okay. E like Edward, S like Sam, G like George, .com?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And Tony, I have your email. Do you want me to CC you on that?
Sure, that'd be great.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'll shoot over the application, just a list of the, you know, documents we'd need back. And,
okay. And like I said, it still may not be a little while, but, you know, at least you're the only one I'm talking to, so just so you know.
I appreciate that, but, yeah, you know, I always enjoyed talking to you. I'm, you know, definitely here to be patient. I'm not going to try to push into anything before you're ready. Just want to be here and answer any questions you have.
So we appreciate it. Okay?
All right. Well, it was nice to meet you, Tony. And, Tony, good talking to you again.
Yep.
Nice talking to you also, sir.
All right. You take care. I'll shoot the email over in a few minutes. If you have any questions at all, give me a buzz, or you can shoot me an email back as well.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot.
All righty. Hey, take care.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go.